The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
Why is it that every single Monday night you can never... What the fuck am I shooting for?
I'm number one in rushing.
You're number one in Russia. When did you start your own podcast? Russia.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number...
You're welcome for me being here.
Oh, for fuck's sake, can you wait a second while I do the intro? I know we only have one mic, but no, chill out.
You guys are sitting on top of each other right now. Oh my god.
Can I do... I hate my job.
We hate your job too.
This is episode... Oh, Jesus Christ. Ocho, just let me get through the fucking open.
You guys look like the beginning of, like, when, you know, in the beginning of baseball, when they have the two commentators, they have the play-by-play and the color guy, and they're shoulder-to-shoulder, and they're literally handling each other, and they're like, and we have a great, great game today, and they pan the camera 1 degree, maybe 8 degrees, and there's the other guy. I'm like, why are they so close? Move the camera back, that's all. Why are you guys sitting so close?
Because there's only one microphone, and there's only one chair.
There can be only one?
There can be only one chair.
Who's on whose lap?
It's an amalgamation of both. Can I get to the intro now?
No.
This is episode number 182. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody's doing well all around the world. Things are not doing very well here in the RTW sector of Maximal Island, where I am right now in my bunker.
No, they are not very well at all. It is, thank you for asking how things are doing. It's wonderful,
He just pushed you. He pushes you out of the way just to get your head out of the way so he can get his face on the microphone.
And thank you for being here. I'm joined by my co-host. He is the greatest Tecmo Bowl player in the entire world. He is the resident doctor of RTW. Although I don't know what he does in his spare time.
Your insurance sucks. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know what you do in your spare time when you're away from here.
They make spares on Straight Up 5 every Friday.
I forgot. Yeah, we do that show too. How could I forget? It's an award-winning show that never won an award.
It won an award.
It's the longest,
greatest show to ever have 3 shows in a row that mention the word fuck off 14 times. You don't remember that?
No. No, I don't.
Well, I got the trophy, so it's fine by me.
I don't think we ever played a song this long. This is crazy. Good song.
There's nothing long about this besides, none of us. That's fine.
I am in Maximal Island. I am in the bunker, joined by former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion, El Barba Maximo. You've already heard him, so say hi, El Barba Maximo.
Yes, El Barba has already gone through that. No need to do it again. It is El Barba is very tired from rapiering many peoples and starting another civil war. So there's that.
Rape in the ear?
Rapiering.
Raping earrings.
He's a serial rapist.
Oh, so he's a therapist. Okay, I gotcha.
I'll take the rapist for 1,000, Alex.
Hey, this is serious, man.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. We're
not doing SNL bits here. It was a funny bit, though.
It was a funny bit. It's funny, like, things have been kind of, crazy today. And then mid-afternoon, it got really, really quiet. Like, I don't know if they're just taking a siesta or... Do you guys siestas on Maximal Island?
When it is the time of the sun up in the very highest of the sky, it is very hot because all the trees have been dead because of the wars.
Yeah.
So, yes, we dig in and we nap.
I'm going to take a quick peek outside and see if there's anything going on. Hang on. Barbara, you want to come with me or you want to stay here?
Barbara, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Hold on. All right, fuck that. Gain's back on, so yeah, we're here for a while.
Is there actual fighting or like just a lot of commotion? You don't want to figure it out, like you just.
I haven't got any updates in a while, but yeah. Remember the motorcycle I had last time, Ouch? The Dining Street Glide thing.
I know the one you were so familiar with and rode so well, wheeling and everything.
Yeah, they couldn't get that for me this time. I have a BMX.
No, you don't.
Yes. Because
they know there's no.
It is one BMX for two fat asses.
Not even a sidecar?
It was modified with two seats. Okay. Yeah, it's a dual pedaler.
All right. It's a fun tandem. And then you got the, someone maybe has pegs at least, something.
Yes, you sit on pegs and the other one gets seat.
Yeah.
That sounds like a freaking Uncle Tim film, actually.
Oh, you saw that one, eh? I miss that guy. All right, what are we doing?
Oh, we got a new up show.
Yeah, no, that's you can follow me on Twitter at RadRobGaming. Ocho, where are you at?
I don't know.
The DR Ocho on Twitter.
There you go.
And Barbara, where are you at on Twitter?
Good night, everybody.
At L_Barba_Maximo.
What's with the underscores, by the way? You couldn't just type out L Barba Maximo? Did somebody else take that one?
It looks like just one big mess of letters.
That's kind of like
he fell asleep. It looks like he fell asleep on the keyboard when he was typing his handle.
That's kind of like this show. Yeah. All right.
That is this show. Are you kidding me?
That's fair. Fuck. All right. Let's get into the top five.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head to head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
Barbara, please pay no attention to the boner that I have right now. It's because of the song. It does it to me every single time. It's better than Viagra.
Is that why Barbara lifted 6 to 8 centimeters?
Probably millimeters, I would think, but that's nice of you to say.
Yes, but is right.
We have a triple threat match tonight, but not the one that you were expecting. Our current RTW Top 5 Challenge champion, the great Luigi Primo, is not able to make it tonight. He has a long storied history with his alleged son, Pasta Man, dating back from 2015 when he made his debut at Party World Wrestling. Luigi wrestled this past weekend in San Antonio in a Survivor Series match. After the match, somebody attacked Luigi, and it's rumored to be his alleged son, Pasta Man. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the current top five champion, Luigi Primo. Hopefully he's okay. He can make it back next week. But from what I heard, it's touch and go.
I actually only have thoughts. I had to give prayers to somebody else.
Fuck, man. So
I just don't want to fall. I don't want to false advertise. I have thoughts. I don't have prayers. I gave them to somebody else and I ran short. So I got to go refill because, you know, Sunday just happened. So I got to wait till next Sunday to refill on my prayers. But there's so many thoughts from me. Ocho.
We'll get the
East West crap.
Go back to St. Thomas's and refill your bottle and please make sure you have enough for next week.
It's not that simple. You can't just start handing out thoughts and prayers to everybody. Sometimes you got to give regards. Sometimes you got to give a whole lot of regards and no thoughts and no prayers. So what the fuck are you people doing? Shit, do your thing, Rob. Now I'm getting pissed. God damn it. I get pissed.
Joining us tonight, who is actually scheduled to be here. Thank God he's here. You heard him already. It's the former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion.
Thank God.
The fugitive, El Barba Maximo. Are you ready tonight?
Yeah, El Barba is as ready as can be. He's another triple threat. Hopefully it goes by faster than last time.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that. And this is for the number one contendership, by the way, so I hope you know what's at stake tonight.
Steaks?
No, we're not having steaks.
Steaks are on. No steaks.
No, we're not. No, no steaks. We're not having steaks tonight.
Oh, okay.
Well, so there's that.
So there's that.
Also joining us tonight, the second of three competitors, hasn't been here for quite a while, but he was one of my favorite members of the Marksman family from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, by way of his ex-wife's house. It is the one and only Jacques Marksman. Good evening. Bonjour, Jacques.
Hello, bonjour.
That's it?
That's it?
That's all you got. All right, just like Mark.
Yeah, like the allo, the bonjour.
I like allo.
It means like how you say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Are we doing something wrong here, Rob?
I don't know. I don't. I mean, we're doing this show, so we're obviously doing something wrong, right? We're here every week.
That's very true.
Thank you.
Very true.
Thank you.
Hope your divorce goes well.
It's anyway. The third of our competitors is a mystery member of the Marksman family. I don't know who this person is. I'm going to let him introduce himself. The mystery competitor to challenge El Barba, Maximo, and Jacques Marksman for the number one contendership is, excuse me, I don't know who you are. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hey guys, my name's David Marksman. I go by in the entertainment world as the King of the Links. And you know what they say?
Sausage. Yep. Sausage.
Hey, it's multifaceted. If I'm not on the links, I'm eating them.
Welcome. So there's that. I mean, it's welcome to the program, David Marksman. Are you an uncle, cousin, brother? Mother?
I'm Fucker? Everything, yep.
All right, right on.
Oh, he's like the wind. He's literally everything. He's comes and goes, ups and downs, and dogs and cats. Ocho,
I heard you're a big fan of our movies.
You're involved with that, too? Involved with that, too?
I do the sports parody movies.
Oh.
You had where the chick wore the football helmet and farted in the guy's mouth. That was you. Yes, yes, that's you. Oh, my God. What was your name again? Shit, I can't, because I know the credits very well, because I know you guys go backwards alphabetized. You start with Z.
Yes, I'd be the first one as Z El Capitan.
That's it.
I was hoping we'd get to meet him. Yeah. I remember Balls Out. And then the sequel, Balls Still Out. The third movie with Balls in Her Mouth. I think there's a fourth movie coming. Is that correct, David?
Yeah, we're going to call it Balls in the Cup.
That's genius. That's
And this is a full-length feature. It's a parody of Tin Cup, the golf movie. This one is going to be so good. Dude, some of it's going to look a little painful, but remember, these are actors. They're trained professionals. It's characters and whatnot,
but don't try any of this at home. Like, we gotta put a warning out. Please don't try any of this.
No, they do. That's the first thing that comes up. It's a great meme. It's got like it's got like a head on a giant freaking, I don't want to say dildo, but it looks like a dildo. It's got just a head on a dildo, like a headhunter would put, and it says don't try this at home, and that deters anybody. Like the skull and crossbones from Jackass used to.
It's just two dildos. Yeah, awesome. All right, so this should be a spirited contest, as Ocho is drinking his spirits, so good deal. Whose spirit is in your glass, by the way?
The Holy?
Tonight's top five's topic. Top five sandwiches, which I don't think we've ever done before, so I'm actually looking forward to this.
It's kind of vague, isn't it? Like, do we do... Oh, never mind. I'll call them like a season.
Anything could be a sandwich. I mean, quite honestly, you could just... put whatever you want between two buns. You saw that one too, eh?
Is this one being saved for next October? Why are we talking about witches?
No. Not, not sand witches. Sandwiches.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I'm out. I can still call them like a season, but I thought the same thing because Ocho's been around the block a little bit, and this is why I'm the vaccine. I've been with plenty of sandwiches. Okay. All right. So we're doing actual slices of something in between two things of something else.
That's what was the plan. I mean, if it's, this is interpreted wrong. But Barbara, what do you have for yours? I mean, are like you
slices of chicks and slices of chicks with me in the middle is technically a sandwich.
Oh, you saw that one, eh?
You bet I did. You think I wasn't going to promote your show? I didn't know it was you, man.
Barbara, did you prepare for food or women?
Yeah, Barbara has edible items.
That could go either way.
Yes, guys, I think I did this right. So let's maybe we start and I win, and then maybe Lucy want to, marry me instead.
I mean, she's already married to Uncle Tim. I don't think she can marry both of you at the same time, right? I don't know the laws of Canada, but there's gotta be something that prevents that, right?
Yes, I just. I tried to put that marriage sham out of my mind.
Whose mind do you want to put it in then?
I can put it back in mine if I need to.
El Cajones has room. You could probably put it in his mind.
Every week when he gets his new shipment of lotion, I feel like he's going to put it back in his mind, which is also when they download the OnlyFans/MarksMom.com.
I'll tell you guys, I tried to get in the good graces with my brothers, but they said that I need more practice chopping on that wood.
By the way, David, what did Eli say he was paying you this week?
Yeah, guys, he just said, just throw a number out there. And I said, why not? 800. And he goes, 800 coupons? And I'm like, okay.
He didn't specify Denny, ShopRite, Golden Corral, CC's. Look, I take it too. Don't get me wrong.
Whatever floats your boat. Ocho, I don't know if you know this. No, hold on. Why are you so cranky? I'm asking you a question.
Because there was a freaking 18-yard gain by Deontay Johnson. That's why.
And you're pissed about that?
No. What? Because you're bothering me while I'm busy.
Ocho, you like that, eh?
It was 18 inches or something, whatever. Yeah. I think the movie was.
Yeah, 18 yards to the Johnson.
That's right. That's not out yet, though, right? I only caught the trailer, I think.
You know what I'm wondering is, how did you guys do that levitation trick at the beginning? My microphone I couldn't hear you guys talking. I just saw this barber guy just floating in the air, like at least like 6 to 8 millimeters.
They hired an exorcism. But turns out it was just Rad Rob thinking of CC's pizza.
Yeah, that was a good exercise, yeah.
Exercise them.
Can I ask you the question now, Ocho? Are you good?
It's still me?
Yeah.
Did I win?
No, you haven't won anything. You're not, you can't, God damn it, Ocho. You can't win. You're an employee.
I can't win. That's not fair.
I don't know if you know this, Ocho, but it is customary every week that the official, which is you, decides who goes first. So I know you don't have a lot of experience in this, but I need you to, take one for the team and decide who you want to go first. Of the three people that are here that you see on your screen and not somebody else that we don't talk
about.
I'm
already having a flashback because when you say you have to take one for the team and pick one of these, and it's usually there's like a hot chick, a mediocre chick, and then this freaking hoof wearing beast sauntering through the wind.
Look, Ocho, I know you never fucked a 10, but once you fucked 5-2, so I mean, I'm sure you'll be okay.
That counts. That totally counts. So I just had a bad flashback, so I kind of want to drop out. Can I just watch the game or no? Is that cool?
Do you want me to decide who goes first then? Because I can do
that. I got it's just to go through. All right, no, I got this. I got this. Okay, so I got these people I have to pick from. I got it. Six goes first.
Jacquez Marksman, what do you have for your number five? top five greatest sandwiches of all time.
Yes, okay, guys. So that's just to say that for these aren't just for the pasta, which I heard last week's episode when I was coming home from my work term. And my number five is the meatball sub.
The meatball sub.
Actually, that's going to be one of the movies. This is this might be a fluke because I don't think Jacques knows this. I bet the other mysterious uncle knows this. There's no way Jacques knows this. He's on the Oscars. There's literally going to be a meet a ball sub movie coming up, and it's about the Navy, and they're in a sub, and it's a little on the different side. That's all I'm saying. But it's all artistic.
Yeah, Ocho, you saw that, eh? Like, if you read the, let me just read the back.
I have the newsletter. I get the newsletter printed every week. So
6 inches or foot long, it don't matter when semen is involved.
Did you write that? Because I thought there's only about maybe 8 of us that get that printed newsletter. So I'm happy. My money is well spent. That's all I got to know. So there's that.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five? Top five greatest sandwiches of all time.
El Barba's number five, it comes from about the early to mid-20th century in Sioux City, Iowa. Originally called the loose meat sandwich.
The Lucy sandwich? Like, yes, our Lucy?
Yes, yes. Lucy loose meat sandwiches. Hmm. It was traditionally made with chopped meat, onions, tomato sauce, and Worcestershire sauce. It is the Sloppy Joe.
I thought it was a Sloppy Lucy.
Well, it was called the loose meat, but then they changed to the Sloppy Joe. Maybe identity crisis. Who knows?
I know why. It was the can, because you can't. They had to cut down a letter. It was all for printing purposes, and look at how genius they are now.
I can't believe they named a sandwich after my brother Joe.
Oh, it's hold on, Jacques. You were not with Lucy in Sioux City when that happened?
I don't know what the city you speak of, but I think one of my brothers may have been there.
Oh, shit. So there's another brother. God damn.
I bet it was Joe, because his nickname was Sloppy.
So there's that.
Did he bathe often or not really, or was he just... And this isn't the low-hanging nut guy whose balls are always out either.
No, that's
right?
That's cojones. That's cojones.
Right. So I mean, that's there's man, we got a lot to figure out here. A lot of moving parts.
We're never going to run out of contestants in this fucking family, right? Like it's just never ending. Like Olive Garden. Well, you know, Olive Garden doesn't do the never ending. Oh,
we're going to run out of listeners before we run out of contestants. That's for sure.
That's fair. Uncle David, what do you have for your number five? Top five greatest sandwiches of all time.
Well, guys, this one's normally made with corned beef, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut, and it's one of my favorites. It's called the Reuben.
All right, so we got Pee Wee Herman. We have Lucy Sandwich. and we have the Meatball sub. What do you got for this one, Oach? It's three of your favorites, by the way.
I mean, ultimate favorites. I like to meet a ball with cheese on it.
Yeah.
So I got to. No, my point is I'm not supposed to take my own instincts into this. I got to be, you know, very, very subjective.
That's subjective. I fucking see what you did there. That's good stuff.
Reuben's up. The Reuben sandwich wins it. So this is David.
Correct.
Oh, wow. 1-0.
Yeah.
Did you look at that? I won a round.
Do you know about this game or no? Like, you're acting like a little, like you know a little bit's going on here.
Well, I hear the brothers talk about it, but normally I'm filming at this time.
Can you take us up and have a sneak peek of what's going on in the room now?
Oh, I could, but we lock it down. Tim's up there right now with Victor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They're doing a baseball called Batters Up. They said there'll be a lot of ball swinging.
I'm not surprised Cajones isn't part of that, because, I mean, his ball's swing the lowest, highest.
Well, he does
the pregame fluff up.
Ah, okay. Okay, I got it.
You guys are using those terms now, too. Okay, now you're going to be professional soon. I got it.
Yeah, their operation has taken off since we started in funding this whole thing. So I mean,
yeah, it's funding unintentionally. It's just we're just enjoying the ride and paying our hard-earned money via PayPal every month.
Exactly right.
I saw that one, eh?
I did. Pay your pal and give me your hard-earned money.
That's right.
So there's that.
We like to be inclusive of all orientations.
I didn't know you went through orientation. When did we start having orientation here?
I didn't see that. I don't know. I didn't go through it. I signed an agreement that said I was over 21 and I, you know, won't hurt any small animals. But that was the only thing I had to sign.
And your forklift certified too. So there's that.
Yeah. So there is that.
David, you're up number. You're up one. One to nothing to nothing. Ocho, I don't know if we've ever had this happen in the history of the show. A new competitor comes on and gets the first point. I don't think it's ever happened before.
Never.
Jock has Mark's Men. What do you have for your number four? Top five greatest sandwiches of all time.
Yes, so this sandwich, it's very simple to make. You can add lots of things to it. Coincidentally, it is known as the airport breakfast of the champions. It is the egg salada sandwich.
You know, which I'm not a big fan of salad sandwiches or salads in general, really.
That's not why are you saying that? That's, again, that's like saying I'm not a big fan of running or exercise. Like, there's things that are clearly understood in the realm of the show. You don't have to interrupt with such little trivial stuff. That's like me saying, you know, I like boobs.
That's fair. No, that's you're right. That's fair.
Come on. We got to keep this shit going. Stay on task, buddy.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number four top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Yeah, El Barba's number four. It is a nice thick hunk of white breast meat in a nice light fluffy batter, fried for the perfect amount of time to keep it nice and golden, in a fluffy bun with some spicy sauce on it. It is a Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
Hot damn, Ocho. Just give him the win. Give him the win for the entire night. You know Popeye's is my fucking jam. That's it. The show's over. No, you can't top that. That should be your number one every single week, even if we're not talking about fucking sandwiches or chickens. He wins. He wins the...
I never fucked a sandwich or a chicken once. Not that it's not on my list, but hurry. Come on, man. Be a pro.
Sorry, I got excited when he said Popeyes.
Clearly.
Uncle David Marksman, what do you have for your number four top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Well, this sandwich is a simple but classic that I like to eat quite regularly. And sometimes I add a little pickle and lettuce to it, and I call it the tuna sandwich.
All right, Ocho, let's think about this for a second.
I don't know that there's much to think about.
I mean, let me recap the answers in case you forgot.
Okay, you do it. I forgot. Christ. Think I'm something doing something else over here?
We have the tuna sandwich from Uncle David. We have the egg salad sandwich from Jacques. And the greatest chicken sandwich in the history of chicken sandwiches, the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich from El Barba Maximo. Who? Barba should get the point.
I'm really disgusted with a few things on this one with you, Radical Robert. The fact that you say eggs still, which we tried, you already say thunk, and now you're like, it's an egg salad, technically, which you screwed that up. So, no, I don't think an egg salad is the answer. And I also don't like how you're trying to push me to make a decision that I don't want to freaking make. What are you, fucking Jason from Friday the 13th? Jesus Christ. What? This is bullshit. You can't do that. Are you trying to infiltrate my answer, you dick? Anyway,
Barba!
Let me just get my answer.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, buddy.
just because you keep doing that, I have to switch things up. Except I can't, because of course the Popeye's chicken sandwich is the best ever, so Barbara is in there for that. Fucking Bill! Cunt!
Oh, Barbara Maximo, you were on the board. It is 1 point Barbara, 1 point Uncle David, and 0 points to Jacques.
Can we call him Jakes?
No, it's pronounced
Jakes. I feel like Jakes would like Americanize it and make it like at least we get more viewers or listeners or anybody-ers.
But now you're going to discriminate against the French.
It's not discriminating. We have to change it. Look, Jesus was Jesus. I mean, who's pissed off now?
Jacques Marksman, what do you have for your number three top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Yes, this sandwich, it is made with three main ingredients. You have the bacon, the lettuce, and the tomato. We call it the BLT.
Can I get a language interpretation on that, Ocho? I know you're...
It's called a belty.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number three top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Yeah, this one came across the oceans to the Miami and Tampa area in the late 1800s, early 1900s. It is made on with a ham, roasted pork, Swiss cheese, pickles and mustard, and traditionally grilled on a Cuban bread. It is the Cubano.
You can't say that anymore. That's racist.
No, actually, no, he bread? Can. He the way he said it.
No, bread. He can't say. Yeah, he can't.
Oh, right. You have to say doe.
Yeah.
Or deer, a female deer.
Cuban break baked dough.
Yeah, Cuban break dough. Thank you. Thank you for clearing it up. I'll have to. Eli.
Thank you.
Motherfucker still isn't here. I have to call him later.
Is he on a flight or something? Like, where's?
No, he's working from home. Remember the whole bat thing? He can't fucking come into work because he's allergic. I know, to bats.
But why are you calling him? You're in fucking Maximo Island, and you're gonna call Eli in the studio?
No, he's not in the studio. I have to call him at home. Then you doesn't matter where Eli. I am. He's still not. Well, I forgot. It's a force of habit. You know, he hasn't been in the studio in the last 6 to 8 weeks. But it's still a reflex for me to yell Eli. I just it's like me to yell Jimmy. It's something I do in the middle of the night. It scares the fuck out of my wife. I'll just wake up and go, Eli! No, she'll be like, what the fuck happened?
I say, fucking you dickhead. Like, I do that to you all the time.
Pretty much, yes.
Believe me, they're reflexes. I promise you.
In any event. Uncle David, what do you have for your number three top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Well, you can think of this one as an upgraded BLT, because this one has protein-filled turkey. And this classic sandwich, you know, I'm not the only one with these. It's called the club.
I thought the club was the thing you put on your steering wheel to get people to, like, not steal your car.
Yeah.
Ocho, we have the Bilti. We have the club. And we have the Cubano.
This is hard because, not because you're hard.
Oh, you saw that one, eh, Ocho? That's an old one.
I was trying to sneak that in, and I didn't want to steer the course. That's my fault. Yeah, this was from 2018.
Yeah, the romance series.
Yes, yes.
Not because
yes,
you're hard, but because you're lonely.
It was a series of eight, and I particularly liked when you guys brought the Chinese guy from Quincy in.
You can't say cameo. That anymore. Can't say that.
Can't say Quincy. Can't say Quincy.
Can't say Quincy.
The Chinese guy from the show with Mona, with Jack Klugman.
Yes, there you go.
Okay. And because he was great.
He was a medical
when
doctor.
He made the mold of those teeth and everything, and then like provided how it would feel when he put it on the labia. We can't say that now. Okay. This is damn it!
Tread lightly, Ocho. Tread lightly.
Always.
By the way, he was a medical doctor, unlike you, who is a general doctor.
I have to go. Fuck! somebody now.
Oh, I saw that one too, eh?
Yep. By the way,
from like the 80s.
I've been paid because of my VIP subscription. I've been paid to now throw subliminal taglines in because it is thrown their freaking marketing value off the chart. It turns out all the stuff in the archive got forgotten about due to COVID. So, but, oh, this is tough. I mean, Jacques got beat because he got the belty is nothing compared to a clubby. And I'm a golf guy, but the Cubano, Barba, don't fucking ring it. Just go to the next one. Skip one. You fucking asshole. Fucking asshole. Fuck. Dickhead. Stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just fucking stop. Just fucking stop. Fucking stop. Just stop. Go to the next one. Just fucking stop. Just fucking stop. Why do you do it? Doesn't make any fucking sense. There's no... That doesn't make any fucking sense. This show sucks my dickhole.
Wow,
and no, that is not a show, so you guys can have it now. Show sucks my dickhole. It's for you guys.
Just impressive. My brothers told me about your acting skills. Like, that's word for word.
I had this in a journal from years ago, so I'm just kind of like...
My mind is blowing already, and that's not the only thing that's happened to me today.
And that was the other video that we're now actually... It's going to be the beginning of the new year. It's called My Mind is Blown, and we have dynamite. We have freaking little fireworks. We got Roman candles, and we have chicks. This is going to be the best one. I get to film this one. You guys edit, I film. I am so excited to meet you guys up in Canada for this one. This is going to be so good.
Jacques Marks Men, what do you have for your number two top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Yes, so my number two, it is a very big crowd pleaser. Simple but elegant. It is the sandwich.
I'm sorry, what?
The sandwich.
Arm sandwich?
The am. The am. You know, pork. Am. Pig. Am.
Oh, my bad.
The am.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. El Barbara Maximo, what do you have for your number two top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Hey, Rob, just real quick. Hold on. Sorry. I'm sorry, Barbara. That's how they pronounce their H's.
No, that's right. I remember England used to be associated with Canada.
We actually had to take that class just freaking 8 weeks ago about how to learn to de-escalate and, like, you know, figure out what other cultures do so we don't offend.
No, you're right. It was the cultural appropriation sensitivity class, just to make sure we're sensitive to other cultures about their languages and their nuances and their seances and all that. Yeah.
Right. Their Ouija's and yes. No, you're right. We learned a lot, man. Hold on. It was a good show.
I got Ouija right here. Oh, goddamn green screen. Anyway, that's my Luigi Primo doll. Who the fuck are we on? Barba? It's Barba. You interrupted Barba. Sorry. El Barba Maximo, number two top five sandwiches of all time.
Yes. El Barba was saying he likes to make this sandwich with the leftovers from a previous dinners. He takes the some marble rye bread, toasts it up.
Kissy bread.
Oh, these cheese and crackers. Marble rye baked dough with the kielbasa, some sauerkraut, fried onions, and maybe a couple of pierogies scattered about. It is the kielbasa sandwich.
You put pierogies in that? Really?
Yes, you can put a little bit of pierogies on the sandwiches. It's a nice tasties.
How have you not introduced a sandwich to me since I've been here three or four times?
Because it's not a pizza. That's why.
Oh. Maybe that should be the new CC's pizza then. A kielbasa pizza. The pierogies.
It's the Pollock pizza.
Yeah. Can't.
Kevin Pollock pizza.
Yeah, Kevin Pollock pizza. Right? Yeah, the Kevin Pollock pizza. That's right. Uncle David, what do you have for your number two top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Well, guys, when I was thinking about what to pick for my number two, you know, I remembered a while ago you guys were talking about the greatest cheeses. And, you know, I thought, you know, all those cheeses would be delicious on this sandwich, and it's the grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah, right on. I didn't even think of that. I like grilled cheeses. All right, Ocho. It's getting tougher as we get down to the number one here. And by the way, the score is Barba 2-1 David, 0 Jaquez. Do I have that correct?
You're asking me?
You're the referee.
Yes, of course. So, again, we're doing the first to five. I mean, not the first. When we get to five, whoever has the most wins is what we're saying, right?
Pretty much, yes.
You guys never did the math thing. You always have to make me do everything. I understand. It makes sense.
Right. So we have the Kevin Pollak sandwich. We have the Am sandwich. And we have the grilled cheese. What you got?
Because I love an Am sandwich. I love a grilled cheese sandwich. I love a grilled Am and cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
But grilled cheese. You're an asshole. You're a dickhead. I fucking hate you. Can I quit? Can I just quit? I'll just quit. How about I just leave? Can I just leave? Can I do that? I mean, I just closed the computer. Like, what the fuck? You can't do anything. Really? Think about it. All right, see you later. See you guys.
Wow, Ocho, your monologue skills are just off the charts today.
The score is El Barba Maximo 2, Uncle David 2, and poor Jaquez has 0. At this point, Jaquez, you are mathematically eliminated, but I will still let you give your number one. Ocho, please, do me the solid. Do the number one thing, please.
No.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
Number one. Top five. Greatest sandwiches of all time. Jaquez Marksman, even though you're mathematically out of it, once again, letting the Marksman family down, as you typically do, I'm still going to give you a chance to kind of partially redeem yourself to see if you can get even a half of a point. If you were still in the competition, what would be your number one, top five, greatest sandwiches of all time?
Yes, so my number one, this is a kosher-style deli meat sandwich, and this meat is made by salting and curing the beef brisket with lots of spices. We then allow it to absorb the flavors for 1 week, and then we hot smoke to cook it through, and then steam it to completion. To the rest of the world, it is the Montreal smoked meat, but of course, in Montreal, where I am from, similar to the Philly cheese, when you're in Philly, it is just the smoked meat sandwich.
I thought I was going to say pastrami on rye. I was way off. El Barba Maximo, to stop this civil war, at least temporarily halt it. I didn't tell you before the show. I was able to speak with the chancellor of RTW Island. I don't know if I can say his name.
Wow, what kind of dialect is that?
That was really his name?
Wow.
I mean, I guess that explains why you...
The inflection in the pronunciation?
It explains why he can't say his name.
That's true. Consider me blowing again.
That's going to be a movie.
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Consider me blown again. Can I star in any of these just as a cameo? It's like Ocho walks in, like just to mop down a sheet or something like that, or maybe like clean the toilet or something. And I'll wear I got the hood on. I'll wear like these cute little undies. Is there any way? And you can pay me, you know, my normal rate. Is that okay? Can we just do that once?
Well, you know, we were looking for a strapping young fellow for this new flick. It was going to be called Balls to the Walls. It's Man Meet Heaven.
Yeah, but that had a staple gun involved, and I can't do that, man. Like, I'm a strapping old guy, so that's the problem. I don't heal as well as I used to.
Anyway, Barba, yes, I spoke with El Maximo.
So that was his,
yes,
name.
Yes,
okay.
That's his name.
He's a strange one. Came over from part Mongrovian.
That's exactly right. I spoke with him earlier today. He said, if you happen to make it out of this top five from wherever you are, well, trust me, I didn't give up your location. I'm not that stupid. They will temporarily cease fire until next week. So this is tough. Plus the lease is up on the bunker pretty soon. So you may be evicted anyway this week, so you're gonna have to find somewhere else to crash.
Wait, Lisa is in the bunker?
We should set up the cameras. Keep this rolling.
I was gonna say, CC's has nothing on Lisa in the bunker.
Oh, there's a CC check too? Wow. Two on one, it's two for one. Kind of like these coupons I got. Two for one.
Barbara, what do you have for your number one? Top five greatest sandwiches of all time.
Well, Barbara's number one, it was first come out in a comic strip in the 1930s called Blondie. This sandwich is a very, very, very much big, tall. It is multi-layered with a variety of different meats, cheeses, and an assortment of condiments. It is called the Dagwood.
Wasn't that a comic book? Ouch. I know you go way... I mean, you're timeless. I mean, I know you go way back.
He actually just said that. He literally said that as part of his freaking description. Oh, my God.
It came from the comic strip Blondie.
We
had a parody movie once. It was called Dag's Wood.
It was about Dax Shepard, actually, and it was Dax Shepard's wood.
It looked tasty.
Oh, all right. I mean, hey, to each his own, each her own.
Barbara, I apologize. I know I've been here a few times, but I still have a little bit of trouble with the accent and the dialect. That's my bad.
He's sitting on your fucking lap. You knew what he meant.
Yes, well, sound travels forward. He's behind me. Barbara can understand the misunderstanding.
That's Doppler effect. I get that. Yeah. Understandable.
Uncle David, you are new to this contest.
He's not nude.
I am from the bottom down. I didn't have time to put pants on.
Cajones was, but okay. Well, we appreciate that.
Well, we can't even find shorts for that guy.
No, they're called longs.
Huh. I haven't looked in that section.
You're new to the competition, but the top five runs long and hard in the Marksman family.
Pretty regularly, actually.
Apparently, Mark, yeah, we're not even sure if he's related because he completely sucks at this game. So at this point, I don't even know if it's even a Marksman. What do you have for your number one top five greatest sandwiches of all time?
Well, not only is this my favorite sandwich, but when I was doing some research on eatthis.com, it has a 75% likability score, which is pretty good. And, you know, this is a tasty upgrade to just eating your regular chicken sandwich on its own. This is the grilled chicken sandwich.
Wow, he's really bringing the heat on this one, man. This guy comes to compete, I'm telling you. Dude, the top five, like I said, the top five is strong in these guys.
You know what they did? They actually dummied it down to the way they should. And this is what makes this competition so well. Like, you know, you start off with your flamboyant stuff, and then you just dummy it down a little bit with each tier, which is the more popular sandwich. So I get it. And this one's going to be, this is fun. I'm enjoying this one, guys.
So we have the chicken sandwich that Uncle David just told us about. We have the Dagwood, which Barbara had mentioned. Chuck, what was yours? I already forgot.
The smoked meat.
Oh, the pastrami.
Yes, yeah. It is the smoked meat, or as the foreigners say, the Montreal smoked meat sandwich.
Yeah, it's pastrami on rye. That's how I get. That's how I see it. Tough decision, Ocho. You will decide who goes on to face.
You're the guy that orders a Tom Collins instead of, the actual ingredients and whatnot.
Actually, I prefer Arnold Palmer.
Of course you do. And that's going to be another video, which that we... How did I email you that? Shit. Because there's, I have two people on a freaking email
list. You accidentally sent it to me. Yeah, yeah.
Shit. This is like Vince emailing the guy that he's working for, Dixie. Shit.
Yeah, that was another parody we did. It was Jack and Nicholas and Arnold's Pominer.
It was Jack and Nicholas sitting in the tree, Arnold Palmer kissing. It was the way. I didn't want to even talk about it, and I didn't mean to invite them into it. That's on me. But I still think there's a future to it, so we're good. And now I got to make the answer.
You do have to decide who goes on to face Luigi Primo next week. Should he show up, if he has recovered from his injuries, or if he
should the winner this week show up? You mean, or
both of them have to show up? Really, like whoever wins this has to show up, and Luigi has to show up. Otherwise, we don't have a top five again. Unless we just keep on doing number one contenders, and this shit will never end.
All right. Well, so I actually, this one is it's the smoked meat sandwich, and Jacquez wins this one. So. Announce it.
Wait a minute. That's two to two.
Oh, no fucking bell?
To one. No, I'm just trying to figure out the Steiner math here. Or the Outro math. No. Somebody has to win. Yep. We only do five answers. Nobody else has. They don't prepare for this, answer number six.
Sound clip says there can be only one.
Calls it like I sees it?
There can be only one.
Yes, guys. So if I win the number one, then I won.
No, you didn't win anything. No, you're not even. No, you're mathematically out of it. You can't win anything. Just. Take the coupon.
Well, I might still be in able to win back the Art of Lucy.
Don't know.
You got a point for the same reason the Cowboys did this past weekend, just because.
Yeah, it's just garbage points.
I will take any points at this time. I am desperate.
Fine. There we go.
So you really do have to ring the fucking bell.
I'm contractually obligated to ring the bell. Jacquez,
no, you're not. There's no contract. Don't fucking stop. Don't stop saying like I'm contractually obligated. You're contractually obligated to be here. No, we're not. We're doing this because we have nothing else better to do. Damn it.
Well, you're actually contractually obligated to be here because
besides me, yes. Besides
like
these other chuck wagons,
like Hercules was sold to Ted DiBiase. I mean, you're my Hercules. Yes.
Yeah, I love. And you have the briefcase, and you always dangle it in front of my face on the camera.
Yeah, that's not all I dangle in front of the camera.
Is that true?
It's not much of a dangle.
More of a dongle. How do we rectify
it? Yeah, that's it. I called it like I seized it.
So it's two to one. They both go on to face Primo? Hold on. Let me call Eli.
Hold on. Did your voice get that high?
We had discussion already.
You actually just went, it's two to one. They both go.
Yeah, we've already talked about that.
Ocho, have you been paying attention? I think El Barba's doing those exercisings again. Looks like squats.
Yeah, wait, is there collusion going on? Because as he's going up and down,
look at those. It's like at least six to eight millimeters every time. Look at him go up and down.
It's the chair. It's I promise. I'm just adjusting.
Like it's just an air chair.
Chair. Yeah. I'm just adjusting the height and of the chair. That's all it is.
El Barba just does extensive gluteus clenches to maximize the areas of the behinds, because
what the reasons. What the fuck do I have Eli under in my phone, Ocho? Oh, there it is.
Remember Ellie?
Ellie, yeah. Okay, got it. All right, let me give him a call real quick and see what he wants to do with this. Hopefully he answers.
Hello?
Eli, are you sleeping again?
Yeah, Rob, I'm sick. Why?
What are you sick from? You got the COVID?
No, Rob. Last week. Remember I got a pizza? I talked to you the other day.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're still recovering from that?
Yeah, it's my own fault, I think. I got hungry after a few days, And what I did was I bought another pizza. I was hoping that it would say we don't inject viruses in your pizza on the box, but it didn't. But we did it anyway. My wife and I, we had a great time. It was so fun. And then we did, there was a lot of olive oil, so we thought we were okay. Bob, I don't feel good at all.
I'm very sorry to hear that, man. I Jesus Christ. I can't imagine what's coming out of the other end.
Rob, it is taking the elevator down, the elevator, Rob. It's going out the front, out the back. We're actually playing a game. It's kind of like Operation, but we have to, like, not get hepatitis over it. So we're just trying to just sleep it off and be sexual about it. You know, we're not on the air, right?
We are, but nobody can hear you. It's just you and me.
Oh, okay. Rob, what happened? Did something happen? Hang on. Okay. I got my glasses and my shoes, so I have them.
All right,
what happened?
We have a kerfuffle again.
With the kerfuffle. Yeah. That's the first time I smiled in 2 weeks, Rob. Maybe.
Well, I'm glad I can make you smile, buddy. I know you're going through a tough time, and I'm really sorry about that. But
Thank you. You're a great boss.
I try. So the kerfuffle is Luigi Primo, who won last week, who puts on his boxes, we do not inject any pizzas with any viruses. So, I mean, he's safety first. Unfortunately, he got...
Yeah,
I know. He got attacked this past weekend at a wrestling event in San Antonio. We're not sure.
By a virus?
No. He got... No, I don't think it was... Well, maybe... I don't know. Maybe it was.
Oh, I mean, I did.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But in any event, he's not here this week. So we're having a number one contender triple threat match between your buddy Barba and Jaquez, who hasn't been here in a while, and a new uncle. Well, I mean, he's not a new uncle. He's been an uncle the whole time, but a new member of the... He's not fucking new. He's never been on the show before. It's Uncle David, Mark's men.
Okay. And so the winner moves on. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is, math and stuff, and...
Did you not do the math again?
All right, so here's the problem. It's the top five, obviously. We went through all five answers. And the score is Barba 2, David 2, and Jaquez 1.
And you only had enough answers, and so, Rob, we talked about this.
I know we did. What does it say in the rule book as to who advances to next week?
Oh, well, no, the winner has to advance.
There's no...
So in the event of a tie, then they both advance, Rob, but you didn't do the math. You couldn't do a top seven just for this instance, Rob. You know, I do so much for you, and I really wish you would kind of hold up your end. And I know you got a lot of irons in the fire. But, I mean, come on, Rob. You're neglecting the show, and I can't do everything.
Oh, you talked to him too.
I don't know what you're talking about, Rob. Sorry. I have a sheet with pee and poop on it that I'm going to go hang out with my wife. But I can only tell you that the winner advances. So if there was, so you're saying there's a tie, obviously.
Yes. So I guess that means there's two winners.
The winners advance, Rob.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up. I hope.
Thank you. Now, again, Rob, I have to say this just for the sake of the show. Please do the math. And I know a good accountant. I promise you, he's such a wonderful guy. And he can figure out the best out of sevens and nines and eights and whatnot and oh my.
I will put that into consideration. Thank you for the advice.
You're not going to do it.
No. I didn't say that. Did I say that?
I already don't feel good, and now you're undermining me and my efforts. I'm going to start tweeting just tonight now. I'm getting on the Twitter now.
I would never undermine you or overmine you or mine you at all. There's plenty of mines out beside the bunker here. That
I don't mind either, Rob. Now I'm up. Now I got it. What am I going to do? Now I got to go get
Calm down. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I appreciate your help. I know you're going through some tough times.
I hope you do, Rob.
No, listen. Let me speak, because this is coming from the heart. This is real. This is a shoot.
What does that mean? You're going to shoot me,
Rob? No. I'm not going to shoot anybody. Fuck.
What are you saying to shoot, Rob?
It's a wrestling term. It means I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to bullshit you.
You haven't been telling me the truth this whole time? Rob, I don't feel good.
Listen. Just let me get this out, please.
Okay.
I know
that sounds like a video on the marksmom.com, actually. I feel like that was one of the videos that Dr. Ocho sent me.
You shouldn't be opening anything that Dr. Ocho sends you. It's not for somebody of your...
No. When he says, check out this, how swollen my thumb is, no, I didn't open that, Rob. No, I did not.
All right, can I just say this to you? Because I really have to get this off my chest.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
I know you're going through some tough times, Eli. You've been with me since
8 months ago, right?
I mean, you haven't been with me since the beginning, but you've been with me for quite a while, like 6 to 8 months at least. So, I mean, look, you're going through tough times. I know you're having a hard time right now. You make the best logos in the business. I appreciate your work. Because I'm not paying you for that, obviously.
Are you going to fire me, Rob?
I'm not. I'm trying to tell you that I appreciate you.
Oh, God. I'm getting nervous. Rob, I can't handle this. You're making me so nervous.
I appreciate everything you've done for me, Eli. I'm always here for you when the chips are down.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate you more than I could even tell you. I really do. I know I give you a hard time, and I'm always ribbing you, and I'm always, you know, joking with you and joshing with you, but you do.
So you're just high-handing me a lot, Rob, huh?
Look, you do fantastic work. I consider you a very trusted friend, and I love you.
My God, you really mean that?
I really mean that.
In what avenue, Rob? Because my wife has gained a lot of weight.
I know.
Never mind. Forget I said, Rob. Listen, I'm on codeine and Robitussin, and I got, the DM cough medicine. I don't even think I'm thinking right, Rob, but I'm going to work hard, really hard, every day for you.
I think that was a video. Working hard for you every day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get some rest.
Rob, I have to use...
No, I understand. I understand.
I got to use the restroom. It wasn't an official rule. It just says the winners move on. That's all I got to say. I'll work the show because I still have to be a professional even on my deathbed.
Thank you. Hopefully you can get this edited by Thursday. I know you have a lot on your plate. And Ocho will handle the software.
Ocho gave me the software drops, actually, so he works so good.
Good. I'm glad. You just plug and play. It's super easy.
Yeah, which actually was another video that Ocho sent me. Why are you saying these things? Rob, I gotta go. Bye, Rob.
See you, buddy. All right, Ocho, I don't know if you heard that, but Eli said that...
Why do you always ask me if I heard that when I'm on the freaking headset with you? And then you're going to go, oh, I didn't mean to play that through here. You're playing it through your gimmick, so you purposely subject this guy, what the frig? I'm sitting here for freaking 28 minutes going, what the fuck? Get to the point. The poor guy's sick. Let him sleep. Let him poop on the sheet. God damn, Rob.
All of you guys heard that? Barbara? David?
Yes, yes. Jack Barbara has, heard all of everything and yes, Eli already, dying.
Yes, it was... I didn't understand much what he say.
He's like a big fan of our shows, or he must be a subscriber.
Ocho,
that's on me. That's actually on me because there's always a carbon copy that I'll send to him if it's something I think he'd like.
Yeah.
But sometimes because Eli does have money, he's a trust fund kid, so if there's something coming in the future, which is going to be another video, you know, coming in the future.
That's like Back to the Future. We got a DeLorean and everything.
We have Back to the Future, Front to the Future, Coming to the Future. So I'll hit him up and be like, look, you know, you trust me. Why don't you front me this, and I'll put this to the cause. So, but he doesn't do much. It's only like, you know, 10, 20 grand a piece. It's not much.
Well, I'm sorry you guys heard that. But yeah, so Jockheads is out. Sorry, buddy. Apparently we have two winners. Moving on, Ocho, because there can't be a tie, and we don't have another question, so let's make it official. Let's go down to ringside with Howard Schwinker.
The time of the fall. This was so dumb. Christ, what are we doing?
But there were two winners, apparently, according to Eli, and it is El Barber Maximo and... David!
El Barba Maximo! And David! You both are moving on next week to face the current RTW Top 5 Challenge champion, Luigi Primo. Before we hear from you two, we have to get to the loser, as we always do, because there must be a loser. And boy, is he a loser. Jacques, how do you feel after this, pretty regular defeat? I mean, you've never won before. Yes, fuck, even Mark won a couple times. How do you feel after this loss there, Jacques?
Well, I feel as sad as my heart has been since I found out that little Marquis was not Mason. But hopefully when I go back to the forest to do more deforestation, I will get into a deep depression state and then forget about all my problems as I chop trees all day.
You mentioned your art. I didn't know you were an artist.
Oh, yes, artist. Sometimes I put the canvas on the wall and then I just do the splatter, you know.
I'm sure there's a video for that, too.
There could be. I thought about the tikataka.
El Barba Maximo, thankfully you have evaded death for another week.
Yes, yes. The rapiering is on the slowdown.
We might be out here by Wednesday, but I mean, we should be okay. So, can I crash at your place?
No.
All right, we'll figure it out later. David, Uncle David, first time competitor. Long-time listener, you are also moving on next week against El Barba and Luigi Primo. Ouch, I know. I don't know if I've ever said this before, but I don't think we've ever had a new competitor on the show move on to the next week. That's pretty impressive. But, David, how do you feel after your first victory-ish?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's not just because of what I'm filming in about 10 minutes' time.
What are you filming in about 10 minutes' time?
Another movie.
Do you want to let us in on what's, you know?
Well, it's part of my King of the Lynx series. And let's just say there's going to be sausage flying all over the place.
Oh, right on. I'm a big fan of sausage.
That's what she said.
So I know you've been on location for the last few weeks in your second home in South Ochoville, away from quarantine, lady. How's your dick holding up, pal?
Only as I am holding it, really. I mean, that's the unfortunate part. I'm glad it's winter because if I caught a fan blowing on me, we'd have to stop the show.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of the main event. I did not put out an RTW rewind this past week, but if I did, Ocho, where would you find it?
Anywhere in paper towel rolls. You can find it under stairs. You can find it in corn stacks.
Corn stacks. Do you hear that? Fucking corn stacks.
Children are found there. Why can't podcasts be found there?
Exactly right. But I do want to plug a new show on the Hameen Media Group. It is Brad Shepherd Unleashed. We put out our first episode last Thursday. So as you're listening to this, hopefully on this Thursday, episode 2 will be out. Brad went off on Sean Ross Sapp, on Dave Meltzer, all the marks. Used some pretty colorful language. I didn't even know he was an artist. You okay?
It was a fucking false start, dude. They didn't even call it.
Right on. Brad Shepherd Unleashed drops every Thursday on the Hameen Media Group or Ocho. Anywhere podcasts are found. Until then, guys, appreciate your support. We'll see you in the next one. Take care, guys. I'm just kidding. We got to do the good, bad, and ugly. Are you ready? Do you have your list, Ouch? It's an audio podcast. Nobody can see you nodding your head.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right, we'll get to this quick, Ocho, because I know you want to watch the cricket game. I know the Cape Cobras are playing right now. My good, doing this show with you. I really appreciate you being here every week, especially when the Cape Cobras are playing. And I know you have your snacks, you have your drinks, you got the TV on, you got to listen to me and watch the game at the same time. So I appreciate you being here. I really do. That's my good. What's your good?
I mean, I actually prepared, unlike you.
I did. I just gave you. That's a heartfelt good. I appreciate you being here.
Good, because you didn't know I was going to be freaking paying attention to the game. You thought I would actually do my job and spend time paying attention to this. Instead, I'm not doing it, and I'm watching the game. So you had no clue that was going to happen until said moments.
True. I mean, you are.
That means you're the unprepared one. I'm the prepared one, and I'm the one that's. God, I fucking hate carrying the freaking. My back hurts from piggybacking you, man. Jesus.
Dude, look, I'm far away from home. I'm in the bunker. I got Barbara here next to me. He's sleeping now after the top five. So that really took a toll out of him. And
that means, man, that's more pizza for you then, though.
No, it is. It is. But I'm still waiting on the DoorDash here, and it's touch and go with that. So you never know if it's going to show up.
My good is I went away this weekend.
Oh, where'd you go?
Not just me, quarantine lady, and I went away this weekend.
Right on. I know you haven't seen her in a while.
Place, and it was a place that was just off in the mountains. And it was a place that nobody bothered me, and that it was good. That was my good.
So that's why you didn't text me back. Okay. All right.
Right, which means I don't have an excuse for any shit. Nice, stop. That means I don't have an excuse for any other weekend that I didn't text you back. But I went away every weekend since I met you. I forgot to tell you. Besides the weekend you were here, I went away for every weekend that I met you. It's kind of my thing.
So there's that. My bad. doing this show with you. Especially when you're watching the Cape Cobras game. I really expect you to be a professional tonight, and you're not. You're paying more attention to that game than you are this show, so that's my
bad. You don't understand cricket. That's the problem.
No, I really don't. I wish you would explain it to me, but I do not understand the rules. It's like Australian rules handball. I don't get it.
Or Australian rules curling. I mean, there's a lot of different facets. It's so complicated, and it's amazing. It's very cerebral. which I don't think you could. I mean, the problem is you're in the middle of a war right now and you're trying to get pizza. You're trying to get BoarDash. And you got El Barba sitting on your lap going up and down and up and down. And I don't know why. You got way too many moving parts going on.
No, there's only one moving part, really.
No. The one moving part initiates many more moving parts.
That's cause and effect. Physics. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Physics. Yeah, physics. Oh, Christ. What's your bad out?
My bad is I went away this weekend to a place that has one road that goes in. Now, this one road backs up for miles. Now, we're in the mountains, and there's only one road in, and it's the only town in said area. So you have to actually plan an hour to actually drive in to maybe find a parking spot of said town. And there's only about 8 things to do in said town. So we drove an hour and a half to get there. And then an hour while we were in traffic. And now you're in the mountains and you can actually see the traffic because you're up so wicked high, like 800 feet. And now you're looking down at the road that shows the one road that goes into said town. And it's the only thing around. So there are tourists and locals, and that's it. There's not somebody that just went to meet a friend or something like that. If you're either a tourist or a local. And yet I was shockingly amazed, but it was bad. Very bad.
Okay. That's really bad.
If you make a wrong turn, you have to wait now another hour to come around and go through said traffic again to find a parking spot.
Okay. Yeah, no, I completely understand. And if I was in your shoes, which, again, they're way too small for me, but if I...
I'm at an 11. It's not, don't make like, I know you're like a freaking 18. I get it. You're so wicked.
I would need a shoehorn, but... if I were in your tiny shoes, I would have the same. Who? Goddamn! I thought Eli went to bed. He keeps texting me. Hang on, I'm sorry.
Christ!
Hang on. Let me just deal with this real quick. Just you can watch.
You know, I'll hang on. You know, that's all right. Not we're not doing a show.
Sorry, almost done. I'll shut my phone off after this. I promise.
Take your time. Got him! Yeah, buddy. You had two guys. Holy balls, and Ben's arm is Swiss cheese.
All right, so my ugly involves food, and I know you shouldn't be shocked by that. I talk about food quite often here on this show. I don't know if you ever heard of this place. It's called Popeye's Chicken.
I've heard of it.
I wanted a spicy chicken sandwich that Barbara had talked about earlier in the top five. And they were closed. They put a sign on the window. It says, due to staffing issues, we are closed until further notice. The nearest, or the next closest Popeye's Chicken to me is, have a guess, Ocho. How far away do you think it is?
8 miles-ish.
48 miles.
Oh, my. Wow. You're like in the area that I went on vacation this weekend.
Yeah. Now, you know how much I love Popeyes, right?
I'm actually just thinking, like, what if it was an ATM machine that, like, you were trying to go to your bank and they said, okay, the nearest one is, this is a bad, bad, bad situation. I'm on you with this one, buddy. Oh, my God. He got it.
You know how much I love Popeye's chicken. Do you really expect me to drive 48 miles to go to the next closest location to get my chicken fix?
Yes, I actually do. That's the unfortunate thing. And I don't know if I'm saying that as good or bad, but I feel like you said, honey, I'll be back in 3 hours, and you drove the 48 miles.
I did. Absolutely did. And I actually got 3 chicken sandwiches because I'm not going to make it there every day. So I got one left for tomorrow. We'll figure out the rest later on the week, but yeah, no, I did. And, but I mean, it falls into my ugly because God damn it, they're closed, and people don't want to work there. Why would people not want to work in one of the greatest companies in the history of this country?
The ugly is on you, and the fact that you drove your 48 miles to go get the other one. It's impressive. It's still an ugly, is all I'm saying.
Come on, Oj, that's fucking dedication, man. What's your ugly?
Got home last night from said weekend. I get home from said little weekend, and I realized it was fun, even though it sucked. Like, there's really nothing to do there. You have about 8 places to go to, and there's cutesy little areas. And it, because it's the only little town in the, I don't know, about a freaking 100 square miles, they can't handle the freaking the people. They can't handle the population of people coming in. They can't handle the influx. So we got home. We had an hour because of daylight savings. And I do this show called Bromance every once in a while. And I don't know when I do it. I might figure out when I do it. We all might figure out when we do it. And I get home, I'm exhausted. Because not in any bad way, just because it was just you come home. Like, coming home is always bad. Going away is always good. Coming home is always bad. And then I hear, like, hey, why don't we do a show tonight from this guy? He's a good guy. He's an awesome guy. You may know him. I'm not even going to name names. I don't like to name drop. And I say, yep, we're good.
Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry. The Cape Cobra Cape Cobra just scored a goal and you didn't celebrate.
They didn't on my end.
Oh, I saw a replay. And it looked like there was one of them running into the
are you watching? Scoring zone. Look, put on. It's called CCN. It's the Cricket Crikey Network. It's called.
Hang on, let me switch over.
It's the accurate.
And I had the wrong game on. I had Monday Night Football on. I'm sorry. That's my bad. It wasn't my bad. My bad was. You not
wait. So anyway. You were watching something else. It wasn't the Cape Cobras.
No. Sorry. Continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I don't know where you left off.
This wasn't ugly because I'm exhausted. I'm home now. I'm at a place that I don't want to be anyway.
I follow
and
you.
I have to now do things, and yet I still come to the test. So it's really not an ugly. It's a matter of like Ocho's fortitude, because I knocked it out of the park.
Is that testicular fortitude or intestinal fortitude?
Oh, it's everything. It's testicular, intestinal. It's anal fortitude.
There's really. There's more than two types of fortitude? There's
so many tudes, you have no idea. There's attitude, fortitude, congratitude, freaking testicular shit. There's penile fortitude. You don't know that?
No, I did not know that. That's
toenail fortitude. Tibialis anterior fortitude. There's so much stuff, and I freaking crushed it. And now I'm here.
Are you, though?
No. Oh, big time holding. Did we get away with it? And big time holding on them, and they got away with it. Dude, these Cape Cobras are facing the American Adirondacks, and this is a back-and-forth war.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the main event. It's time for the positive one. Ocho, I know he's been doing this for a while. Do you like this guy as opposed to Polly?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because, like, Polly was always giving you shit, right? But, I mean, this guy calls you, like...
Yes! Touchdown, Polly! Yeah! No. Friermuth again. Polly and I had a very understanding relationship. Yes, he would give me a hard time, and I would better myself. But sometimes he would take cheap shots. So then I just said, "Look, I'm above you," and he was like, "You know what? You're right." So we had an understanding. Now this guy is simply truthful.
Yeah,
very truthful on all facets.
100%. And
whether it's the the border, truthful.
He calls you a fine doctor. He's sure that you're a fine doctor.
He's sure. Every week he's sure. He's never seen me. He is certain. A fine doctor I am.
And, you know, Eli's a great good friend, and he's appreciative of the spot that I give him on the show. And, yeah, I think he's a breath of fresh air to the final segment. I know. And look, it only lasts, like, half the time that Polly used to do. Polly would just go on and on and on, and blah, 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 blah. But, no, this guy is short, succinct. I don't think any of his intellects go over 2 minutes. It's remarkable. But, yeah, you know what? Let's stop talking about it. Let's see who is this week's intellect of the week.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back to what I like to call the intellect of the week, hosted by, well, me. And of course, I'd like to start off by go ahead and thanking the great, great people that are in charge of this podcast. Like for instance, the great, great Dr. Ocho, just a fine, fine physician, I'm quite sure. And of course, the greatest podcaster to ever live, the great, great Rob. And of course, my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And now I want to go ahead and name who the intellect of the week is this week. And you know, after all these months and months and months of trying to pass these $2 trillion bills, the so-called bipartisan bill has finally passed the House. That's right. It passed with 13 Republicans actually voting for it, and the Democrats were fighting amongst each other that one the progressives weren't gonna vote for it, because until the bigger one was gonna be passed, and the moderates didn't want to pass it, but again the Republicans stepped up and 13 Republicans stepped up and kind of like. The progressive party wasn't needed, so the bill passed. And I'd like to go ahead and make Nancy Pelosi the intellect of the week for being a smart cookie and going around the progressives and knowing that she had 13 Republicans to go ahead and pass this trillion, the $1.3 trillion bill, which is, of course, needed. We need more money to get into our economy, because after all it is free. After all, that's what the great President Joe Biden said, and it won't cost us anything. So yes, let's throw more trillions of dollars, and Nancy Pelosi, you are the intellect of the week, and that'll do it for this week, friends. And I'd like to go ahead and thank the great, great Dr. Ocho, just a fine, fine doctor, I'm quite sure, and of course Radicalized Rob, and of course my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And see you again next week, friends.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event. Right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.
I'm not selling that Pelosi bullshit. That's the end of the show. Good night, Ocho. 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 Show's over, buddy. You got to go home now. Closing time. Ocho, the show's over. I'm giving you out. This is it. Leave. You can watch the Cobras now in peace. I gotta push Barbara over on the cot that's here, and time to go to bed.